Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
You got the NFL Week 8 begins tonight with the Vikings hosting the Redskins. Terrible game. But that means we got to get our fantasy football lineup set. Our pal is Jamie Eisenberg from CBS Sports. Hey, Jamie, how you doing, man?
I'm doing well. How are you?
So tonight you got what I think is a lousy game, but we still got to make sure everyone is all set and ready to go. So for folks who have Vikings, for folks who have Redskins, let's hear what are we like on Minnesota's side? It seems like Kirk Cousins kind of dug himself out of the doldrums as that offense has been doing much better the last few weeks. Yes?
Yeah, 100%. You know, I think you're talking about a passing game. Unfortunately, no Adam Thielen, so that's a downgrade to Cousins to an extent. But, you know, with what Stephon Diggs has done, what Cousins has done, he warrants consideration against a bad Washington defense. Obviously, you're playing Dalvin Cook. If you're desperate, you could look at one of the two tight ends. I would lean Kyle Rudolph over Irv Smith, but they've kind of split production. And if you're really desperate for a receiver, the guy who's going to start for Adam Thielen, his name is B.C. Johnson. He scored a touchdown last week. Targets have been up, so desperation play, he can be useful. For Washington, really the only guy to consider at this point is Terry McLaurin. I don't love the setups for him, mostly because of the pressure that Case Keenum will be under by that pass rush. But, you know, he's still a number three receiver this week.
Now, how about the Dolphins on Monday night, okay? Dolphins and Steelers, obviously that's a tough one because you got to hold off your player until Monday when you got subs or reserves who maybe would play on Sunday. So from a Dolphins perspective, it's going to be Fitzpatrick again. So does that mean a guy like Devontae Parker, who caught a touchdown last week, Preston Williams, he had a nice game as well. Are either of those guys playable?
They're playable. You know, I think we're talking deeper leagues at this point still. You know, Parker's actually scored in three in a row, so that's something to hang your hat on. You know, when the team is struggling, he's finally playing well. But, you know, it's a tough Steelers secondary. It's a tough defense that they're going to be facing. They're on the road. Steelers coming off of a bye week. I mean, typically, you probably heard me say this a bunch. If you can avoid playing your Dolphins, you're probably in a better situation.
Now, how about what's going on with New England right now? Okay, Josh Gordon, they've essentially released him, okay? What do we make of the wide receiver situation with the Patriots?
Well, you know, they traded for Mohamed Sanu this week, so I still think the pecking order goes Edelman 1. I would put Dorsett over Sanu 2, but, you know, that's kind of format specific because I think you can make a case that Sanu is better in PPR just based on his reception and the role that'll play, but they're sort of interchangeable. Edelman's the only must-play guy, and the other two guys are more number three receivers, again, depending on the league that you're in. But, you know, we'll find out if N'Keal Harry's going to get activated soon. He was the guy that they kind of designated to return after putting him on IR. So that could be another guy you keep an eye on and just to see what he does. But I think it's still Edelman's the safe one, and then the other two guys are kind of dart throws depending on what your team looks like and what you need that week.
We're going to get to some calls in a second. Again, 786-360-0790 or your text questions at 67974. Who are a couple injuries we got to make sure we're keeping an eye on between practicing today and tomorrow?
Yeah, I mean, the Saints are probably the top team to look at just because if Drew Brees comes back, you know, this is a weird week in terms of quarterbacks because – you have Mahomes out. You have Lamar Jackson now on a bye. Dak Prescott on a bye. We're waiting to find out about Matt Ryan. But if Brees comes back, that takes Teddy Bridgewater out of the mix as a streaming option. So for those of you that have been sort of looking at Bridgewater for his matchup against the Cardinals, you may want to make alternate plans. And then clearly if Alvin Kamara plays, that's a guy you start. But that hurts the people who have picked up Latavius Murray. So the Saints are a team that you got to keep an eye on. I think you're looking at the David Johnson situation. You know, we saw last week Chase Edmonds with that whole mess of Johnson starting, getting one carry, coming off the field. Clearly he's hurt. They've signed two running backs, so it sounds as if David Johnson's not going to play. So Chase Edmonds, if you started him last week, kudos to you. You're probably going to start him this week, though, for sure, even in a tough matchup against the Saints.
All right, let's get to a couple calls here, and then we'll get to the text line. Let's start things off here with George. George, go ahead for Jamie.
Hey, guys. How you doing? I need one running back and one flex. Ty Johnson, Allen Robinson, LeSean McCoy, and Melvin Gordon. Thanks.
Yeah, Robinson's easy flex. He's your best player there. You can take a chance on Ty Johnson. You know, Kerryon Johnson now out. He's going to get the probably the majority of the work. They'll split it between him and J.D. McKissick, but I still think Ty Johnson will touch the ball the most. McCoy is the safer of the two if you want to go the safe route, but I think Ty Johnson's got a higher ceiling just with his matchup against the Giants.
Let's give Mikey a chance here. Go ahead, Mikey.
What's up, dude? Jared Goff or Jameis Winston? Out.
You know, I think it's a good week for Goff, even in London. You know, we've typically seen him play better at home than on the road. Most quarterbacks are probably fall into that category, but the Bengals are so bad, you know, and Goff, I think, turned a corner last week with his performance against Atlanta in Atlanta. And so even though the game's in London, I go Goff over Winston.
Jamie, you got the trade deadline. Trade deadline in the NFL is coming up in 5 days, I think it is. And certainly trade deadlines in fantasy football are probably rapidly approaching as well. Give us a couple of guys you think are good buy low candidates.
Yeah, I think, you know, any of the injured receivers that have been, you know, out for an extended period, A.J. Green, you could probably get cheap. He's going to come back after their bye week. At least that's the expectation for the Bengals. Davante Adams is working toward a return, hopefully Sunday, but, you know, probably next week at the earliest. I'd say you could try to get him cheap. You know, I think, you know, on the other side of things, if you're looking to, you know, sell high on somebody, Nick Chubb has been fantastic, but Kareem Hunt's coming back. So while his value is still high for another couple weeks, you might want to explore trading for or trading away somebody like Nick Chubb. I think if you want to try and get some of these running backs cheap, it's not a bad move to make because Joe Mixon's value is so awful right now. He's been miserable. If you can get him, you know, for next to nothing, I would try to do that just to see if when Green comes back, when their offensive line starts to get a little bit better, maybe things pick up for him. So there's a bunch of guys that are big name players that have been struggling and some that you may want to unload a little bit as the trade deadline approaches, like you said.
Turning to the text line at 67974, PPR need to, Amendola, Ridley, or Stills?
Yeah, I think, you know, Stills is in a good spot with Will Fuller out. You know, he's certainly somebody to look on your waiver wire if he's out there because it's a good matchup against Oakland, and he had 100 yards last week. I'd probably go with Ridley as the second guy just with the hope of Matt Ryan playing. If Ryan's out and you want to go with Amendola against the Giants, I could see that. But I think Ryan will play, and I think Ridley's better than Amendola this week.
Titans defense or Colts defense?
I like both. I'd probably just, you know, gamble on Jameis Winston probably having a turnover or two, so probably go with the Titans.
Eckler or Chase Edmonds?
It's kind of format specific. I think PPR, Eckler's probably safer. But Edmonds, we've seen, you know, anytime a running back gets a lot of work against the Saints, even though that run defense is fantastic, they still put up decent production. So touches will probably favor Edmonds. Ceiling will probably favor Eckler.
I don't think Josh Jacobs has practiced this week. So Josh Jacobs or Daryl Henderson?
Jacobs has missed practice, yes. But look, Henderson is a dart throw just because of, you know, Todd Gurley being healthy. So hold out hope that Jacobs plays. And if he's out, maybe you turn to his backup in DeAndre Washington. And that could be a better opportunity to, you know, somebody to trust more so than Henderson just because he's the backup in Los Angeles.
Adrian Peterson or Duke Johnson?
I'd probably go Duke Johnson. You know, it's just Peterson going against Minnesota. He's not 100%. 34-year-old running back on a short, you know, week with trying to ramp back up. He's had a lot of work the last two games, so I don't really trust Peterson tonight.
Let's give Danny an opportunity here on the phone lines. Go ahead, Danny, with your question.
Would you trade Michael Thomas, David Johnson, and Mahomes for Brissett, Keenan Allen, and Zeke?
It's interesting with Zeke being in there.
That's a lot of star power in the trade.
Yeah, I mean, the one thing is that, you know, you're getting rid of Mahomes probably at the right time just because who knows how long this absence is going to be, even though he got back to practice yesterday. But getting Zeke in return is a pretty big name, and, you know, clearly he's going to be the best player in that deal. So it's worth exploring. You know, just want to, you know, figure out about Mahomes and the injury there and how long he's going to be out.
Good job, Jamie. Plug some stuff on your way out here.
Yeah, just check us out at CBS Sports HQ every day at noon, Sunday at 10 a.m., you know, helping you get ready for your fantasy league. So check us out, CBSSports.com, CBS Sports HQ.
Thank you, Jamie.
You got it, guys. Have a good day.
All right, that's Jamie Heisberg right there, CBS Sports.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance, too, with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.